and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. You have also said, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return unto it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yield seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. And because of my words, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. I repeat it, Lord, your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart.
Thank you. You are in tune with the Irish Christian Broadcasting Service, and this is the Good Morning program. And my name is Rosaline, and in case anybody was listening in and was waiting for it, this is the day, my signature tune. There was just a slight error. So anyway, praise the Lord that I am here and that Jim, the birdie man, is now on his way home. So what you heard this morning at the start of the New Day program, instead of This Is The Day, you heard the second side of my album, Exaltation. But not to worry, it's all in the Lord's hands.
Joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. As we go out with joy.
We shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands.
Look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In its brief course lies all the verities and realities of your existence, the bliss of growth, the glory of action, the splendor of beauty. For yesterday is already a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision, but today well lived makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. Now, in case you've just tuned in and you're wondering what you are listening to, this is the New Day program from the Irish Christian Broadcasting Service, and I would like to say a very special thank you to Jim Sherlock, our birdie man, who has just left to go home to Murray for his breakfast. And Jim, I just want to say thank you for the last hour and a half and the lovely music that you played. I heard most of it. So now, at the start of this new day, I always start off with This Is The Day. But anyway, we had a little misunderstanding this morning and we got our tracks mixed up. But in case anybody thinks that I don't have a clear head, I do. I actually do have a clear head, and this is a clear day. So the next piece of music I have lined up for you now is Johnny Mathis, and Johnny is going to sing On A Clear Day.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. shines every star, you feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before, and on a clear day, on that
was Johnny Mathis singing On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. And at the start of this new day, I would just ask the Lord just to, you know, just to be with us this day. The sun is shining outside and it's such a beautiful, beautiful morning, even though it's coming up near the end now of September. But it's beautiful. It's just beautiful outside and it's so good to be alive. So I have some more music lined up for you now. And the next piece I've chosen this morning is from an album called For My Mother, and the little piece that the track I picked out on this album is a little piece called Try a Little Tenderness.
She may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, she has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy, try a little tenderness.
regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's oh so easy. Try a little
creatures, brother sun and sister moon, in the stars and in the wind, air and fire and flowing water.
Laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore.
For our sister Mother Earth, she who feeds us and sustains us, for her fruits, her grass, her flowers, for the mountains and the ocean.
Laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si.
Spread forgiveness, those who share your peace with others, bearing trials and sickness bravely, even sister death won't harm them.
Laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore.
Our life is but a song, and the reason for our singing is to praise you for the music. Join the dance of your creation.
Laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si.
Father most holy, praise and thanks to you, Lord Jesus. Praise to you, most holy Spirit, life and joy of all creation.
Laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore.
Laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si, o mi signore, laudato si.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was Laudato si, and the English meaning of that is "Be praised, O my Lord," and it's adapted from a modern Italian setting of St. Francis of Assisi. It's a lovely song of praise, and it says here on the cover of the album, it is meant to set your minds and bodies free to join in the dance of all creation. For God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. That's a little quotation from Genesis, Genesis 1 actually. So now you are in tune this Saturday morning on the Irish Christian Broadcasting Service, and I'm going to be with you until 12 o'clock with my new day program, and at about maybe about 10:45 I will, you know, put on my little spot for the children, for the younger children or younger listeners. But in the meantime, I have some more music lined up, and the piece I have lined up now is from an album called Peace in the Valley, and this is Lena Martell one day
one
at a time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus. One day at a time. When you walk among men, well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Cheating and stealing, violence and crime. One day at a time.
Breath when I'm hungry.
You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was from an album called Misty Mornings, and it was You're My Best Friend. And we all know that the Lord is our best friend because he's there with us constantly. He never ever leaves us. No matter what we ask him, he will grant it to us. I know at times it is in his time and not in ours. But I mean, I think this morning we can honestly, each and every one of us can turn to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, you are my best friend. So I have some more music now for you, and the next piece is from an album called The Old Rugged Cross, and this is by Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae, and the piece I've chosen for you this morning is Whispering Hope.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard, hope with a gentle darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow after the shower.
Oh,
I have told you this, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My commandment is this, love one another just as I love you. The greatest love a person can have for his friends is to give his life for him. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what his master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me. I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. This then is what I command. Love one another.
You are my friends, says the Lord. No longer servants, but friends. Says the Lord, no longer servants, but friends, says the Lord. If you do the things I command you, love your God and serve one another, you are my friends, says the Lord. Longer servants, but friends. Give thanks to the Lord, he is good. His kindness forever endures. Come before him and bless his name. Raise your voice to the
was from an album, You Are My Friends, and the Lord has told us that we are his friends, and that he's never ever going to let us down. So now, just in case you have tuned in and you're wondering what you are listening to or what station it is the Irish Christian Broadcasting Service, and we're coming to you this morning on 280 meters on the medium wave band, or 1071 kilohertz. And this is the station that proclaims that Jesus is Lord, that he is the answer, he's the answer to all of our problems and all of our cares. And I think it's about the only station that I know of anyway that puts out the word and the message and the music that Jesus is Lord. So now I have some more music lined up for you now, and after this piece I think I'll go into my children's spot for the day, because this is the New Day program and my name is Rosalind and I'm going to be with you until 12 o'clock. But in the meantime, I hope you enjoyed this piece of music.
May today be a day to remember. May the sun always shine just for you. And whatever you do, stay with you. May it last you your whole life through. May today be a day to remember. May your dreams be the kind that come true. And
and wherever you go. I just want you to know that there's someone who'll always love you.
There are days to be glad and days to be sad.
There are good times and bad times, and yes,
when it's over and done, you'll look back at this one as a day that you'll never forget. So let's make it a day to remember. Have a drink, it's all part of the game. And when you're feeling good,
Cindy. Sounds like over there from that old songbook.
Jason, it's coming from the book.
That's silly. Books don't cry.
Well, this one does. Maybe it's got a name. Excuse me, Mr. Songbook? Do you have a name?
Yes.
He talks. He really talks.
What's your name?
Salty.
Salty, why are you crying?
Because nobody'll sing my music. They just tossed me off in the corner and they forgot all about me.
We'll sing your music.
Yeah, we'll sing your songs, won't we?
Yeah.
But I'm a kid songbook. I need kids to sing my songs.
We're kids?
You are?
Yeah, but how do we start?
Well, this might sound silly, but first you need to think happy thoughts about Jesus.
Happy thoughts? About Jesus?
Yeah, like he's your Lord and Savior, and he loves you so very much.
He loves me?
Yeah, he loves you.
He loves me, yeah,
we're
he
gonna
loves
sing.
Me.
Right.
You're
we're
doing
gonna
it.
Sing.
You're doing it. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna jump down, turn around, touch around, and praise my Lord.
Truth and the life.
very good morning to all of the younger listeners to the Irish Christian Broadcasting Service. And this now is the time when the little children can learn to praise the Lord. And that piece of music that you heard was from my children's praise album, and it was called Amen, Praise the Lord. So now let us just take the next couple of moments to try and, you know, praise the Lord in some little way. Any children that's out there listening, just let us pray. Oh God, let me not interrupt you with my chatter. Let me listen, rather, to your still, small voice. Heavenly Father, thank you for keeping me safe all through the night. Thank you for bringing me to a new day. Help me to bring to this day happiness and joy, friendliness and understanding, loyalty and courage, believing what you tell us, that you are always with us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for a night of rest. Thank you for the opportunities of facing another day, whatever it may hold in store for me, whether it be joy or sorrow. May I always remember you as my constant companion. O God, help us to go about life eagerly today. Save us from grouches. Save us from being grumpy. Save us from thinking only of our own things. What we have to do, let us do it with all of our hearts. Our little jobs about the house, our lessons at schools, and our games with others. May I live this day for you, Heavenly Father. May I use rightly the gifts you have given me and not throw them away as if they were not worth having. Take my mind and keep it active in your service. Take my heart and keep it loving in your service. Take my body and keep it pure and healthy in your service. This morning, Lord Jesus, grant that nothing may make me lose my temper, nothing may take away my joy, nothing may ruffle my peace, nothing may make me bitter towards my friends. So grant that all through this day, all our thoughts go with you to all we meet. May we see in them the reflection of the Master. We ask this for your sake, Lord Jesus. Now another day is breaking. Sleep was sweet, and so is waking. Dear Lord, I promised you last night never again to sulk or fight. Such vows are easier to keep when a child is sound asleep. Today, O Lord, for your dear sake, I'll try to keep them when I'm awake. Lord, for tomorrow and its needs I do not pray. Keep me, my God, from stain of sin just for today. So for tomorrow and its needs I do not pray, but keep me, guide me, love me, Lord, just for today. So that's just a few little prayers now to start off our morning on this new day program for the younger listeners. And some more music now that I have lined up, and this is from the Bullfrogs and Butterfly album. And the piece I've chosen this morning is Welcome to Agape Land.
Hi. We're so glad that you've come to spend the day with us here in Agape Land. You know, we're going to be singing some songs, so why don't you follow the words and come along with us.
Welcome to Agape Land. Welcome.
time to rise and shine.
Morning, good morning, good morning, I hope you're feeling fine. The sun is just above the hill, another day for us to fill with all the things we love to do. Oh, can't you hear? It's calling you, doo-doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo.
Good morning, it's time to rise and shine.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, I hope you're feeling fine.
Come on and get up, get out of bed, you gotta get up, you sleepy head. The day is dawning just for you and all your dreams are coming true. Doodle-a-doo, doodle-a-doo, doodle-a-doo.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, it's time to rise and shine.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, it's time to rise and shine.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, it's time to rise and shine.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, it's time to rise and shine.
Not like tomorrow or yesterday. He made today in a special way. So let's all sing and be glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. Not like tomorrow.
That this song was taken from the Bible? And in the Bible it says, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And you know, that just means that we should be happy today because Jesus knows exactly what's going on and he has his eye on all of his children. And you know, that means you. That's a good reason to be glad. Don't you think? Well, as we sing it again, you sing along with us and think of how good it is of God to make a day like today for all of us. Here we go.
This is the day that the Lord has made, not like tomorrow.
Well, children, I hope you enjoy that music. That was Welcome to Agape Land and Good Morning, and then This is the Day that the Lord has Made. So now, just a couple of other little things from my little book called A Child's View of Happiness, about what makes little children happy. And there's a lovely little picture here drawn by a little girl of 10. Her name is Shirley, and she says, the best moment is when old ladies are being looked after. A little girl, Lisa, of 7 says, to make me happy, I would like to make other people happy. I want to be clever and not to be selfish. I want to be healthy. I want to be nice and to help people. I want to enjoy every minute of my life by helping all the people in the world when they are feeling poorly. And that was written by a little girl called Lisa, and Lisa is only 7. A little boy, Richard, of 9 wrote, happiness is nice, and I think the whole world should have it. And to have it, you can help your mom or help a neighbor, or you can make happiness by just making friends. I'm going to read that again because it sounded like a tongue twister. Happiness is nice, and I think the whole world should have it. And to have it, you can help your mom or help a neighbor, or you can make happiness by just making friends. That was by Richard, age 9. Catherine, age 9, says, what to do to make other people happy? To make other people happy, I make friends with them, and I give them some sweets and some crisps and an apple. Another little girl, Helen, age 10, says, I don't care if I'm sitting in hell as long as other people are happy. I don't care if I'm starving as long as other people are eating. I don't care if I'm dying as long as other people are healing. I don't care if I'm without a bed as long as other people are sleeping. Dear God, please make my dreams come true. Margaret, age 9, says, happiness is helping people do the shopping and the washing and helping old people across the road and saving people's lives and teachers helping children. Kathy, age 8.5, says, try, please, to love and care and forgive, will you? Good. Well, so I will not have to tell you again. All right. Right. I love you all. Goodbye. That was from Kathy, age 8.5. And Kathy is asking us to try and love people and care for them and to forgive them. And then she says, good, now I won't have to tell you that all over again. So the next piece of music now I have chosen for you is, this is called The Butterfly Song. And this is specially dedicated to all handicapped children all over the world, no matter where they are, because God loves these children in a very, very special way. So now sit back and listen to The Butterfly Song.
That was pretty. Thank you, Lord.
That's another way to start the music.
How?
By thanking him. It says in the big book, the Bible, to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Did you ever hear the birds chirp? Or the cows moo? Most of that's praise. God made each one of us special so we could praise and thank him. The animals are thanking God for making them special. And you can thank God for making you special.
Aw, there's nothing special about me.
Who said that?
Me, boring little me.
Do you know Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, do you have Jesus living in your heart?
Uh-huh.
Well, then you're special. You're God's special child.
I am?
You are.
I am?
You are.
I am. I'm God's special child. I'm special.
And don't you forget it. Now, how about singing this song?
Yeah, let's sing. Can I start?
Sure, be my guest.
Singing is fun. I could almost sing all the time.
Well, now remember what I told you. singing is fun, but it's not just singing that makes the songs come out of my book. It's praise to Jesus. It's important to put Jesus first in our lives. We need to seek first His kingdom, like this song says.
Children, I hope you like those two pieces of music. That was the butterfly song and then Seek Ye First. And the first song about the butterfly, that all the things that you could be. That song was especially for, as I said earlier, for all the little handicapped children all over the world. And in the last week or two, I have come across so many little handicapped children because I'm doing some work now with them. And there's so many little children out there that would love to be able to skip and dance and run around and shout and even praise the Lord. Some of these little children, they can't even speak. Some of the bigger ones, too, they can't even talk. They can only make little sounds. But I know that the sounds that they make, it's just their way of telling God that they love them, that they love Him. And I know that God loves all of these children and all of these young adults in a very, very special way. And these people, these children and these young adults, they have so much love to give. And it's not that they go around sort of, you know, being bossy and, you know, fighting with their little friends and all the rest, but they don't, because they're not able to. A lot of them have to be helped and they have to be carried, and they even have to have their faces washed for them. So you see, like, children, for any of you out there listening this morning that can go up and go into your garden and get on your swing, you see how wonderful it is for you at the start of this new day. So maybe today you would think of all the handicapped people, not only just the children, the handicapped people all over the country. I have a little prayer here for you, and it's called the Prayer of the Little Bird. Dear God, I don't know how to pray by myself very well, but will you please protect my little nest from wind and rain? Put a great deal of dew on the flowers, many seeds in my way. Make your blue very high in the sky. Let your kind light stay late in the sky, and set my heart brimming with such songs that I must sing, sing, sing. Please, God. Dear Father, God, I want to pray to you, but I don't know how. Please, God, be my friend and help me to like everybody and not to be selfish and bad-tempered, and I will love you and try to do the things you want me to do. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for a lovely day with lots of exciting things to do. Please help me to choose the ones you would like me to do, and not to do anything that would hurt or grieve you. When bedtime comes, let me look back on a happy day without anything in it to make me sorry or ashamed. Because I have asked you to help me, I know that you will. Thank you, Jesus. Dear God, this new day is like a clean page in a book. Help me to fill it with the beauty of kind words, helpful actions, and unselfish thoughts. And may I not spoil it with any ugly and unkind deeds. So there's just some more little prayers from a little book called Prayers for Children and Young People. So now,